Hey, AfterBuzz TV fans, tune in now. We are talking about Ambush Attacks, Sunny's Shady Pass with the River King, Pilgrim's Decision Fallout. We're doing it all with a very, very special guest, so tune in.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm sorry.
Yes, let the buzz begin. Oh, man, I can hardly contain my excitement. Because we have a very, very special guest today. Sherman Augustus is with us. He is on the panel playing Moon in the show.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody goes wild.
And the crowd goes wild.
Okay.
Exactly. There it is. Right there it is. There it is. There it is. But of course, we're talking about the episode 7 from this new season, which is Dragonfly's Last Dance.
Mm-hmm.
Dragonfly's Last Dance. Yeah, super exciting. I mean, we start off with you, like, right off the bat, you're kind of coordinating this massive attack with the Widow. Yeah. Lydia's there. It's like everything's coming together. What was that like?
The map room situation. That's always cool when we get a bunch of actors that are really on point and we are, you know, we're giving out a lot of information, but it's kind of really cool to bounce off of each other all the time because it's just, I mean, we get along so well and we love each other so much. And anytime we get a chance to work like that, it's just really cool and it just makes that day go faster and easier. But we know each other so well that it just we can just have a real freaking moment. Like now.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. I like it. Like I love now. That. Speaking of real moments, if you guys are watching or listening live, definitely tune in with your questions and stuff for Sherman. We'll have some fan shout-outs and a chance for us to ask those. So definitely chime in with all of that.
Please do.
let's keep it real.
Please.
Like.
Oh,
yeah. That's awesome. I mean, was there any... Obviously, you have a special rapport with the Lydia character.
Yeah.
Was that... Did you guys, like...
I want to explore this more, and I'm really sad that we're not doing that. That's all I'm saying. I'm just keeping my tea to myself.
Well, I will ask you... I mean, did you guys... talk or like hang out more just to kind of develop that backstory?
We just all clicked. I mean, you know, we had to get there 3 weeks prior for fight camp. And so, and I met Orla briefly a couple of years ago. We were working on this project called American Odyssey. I almost said American Horror Story.
I was like, what?
But it was a horror. It was horror because we were in New York in the winter, so it was real horror.
That makes sense.
So we had met. We didn't have any scenes together or anything, but I've always dug her work.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like I already knew her, you know, and, you know, coming through your TV screen every day or whatever, whenever you see her. And I was a big Doctor Who fan when she was on.
Mm.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it just, you know... Plus, she's just beautiful. So it's just like, it's so
true story.
Easy. Yeah. True story. So it's just easy to fall into that whole thing.
Right.
And, you know, being an accomplished actor as she is, it just makes everything so easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can trust each other. So that's bottom line of the whole thing of it is, guys, it's just about trust. That's it. That's
I trust that I need more scenes. Right. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, well, the next 8, trust me. The next 8.
That's all
it's going to be great.
That's all I need.
Yeah,
okay,
so
okay. Thanks, guys. I'll see you guys next week.
This is not even the tip of the iceberg. I mean, it gets the depth of it is so bananas. It's crazy. So
yeah,
you guys. Are
I just want Lydia to get some love. She's been in terrible.
Lydia's going to get some love.
Good.
And actually, Lydia is going to initiate the love.
Yes, this is what I needed.
Yes.
It's the women in the Batman.
No, okay, I'm good.
They know what they want.
No, and that's why that's what I'm waiting for. I feel like this like cat and mouse game that she's doing. I'm like, you were better. Than
oh
this.
Yeah.
Just tell me what you watch. Take the face and just
And that's exactly what she's going to do Sunday. You know?
Nice. Yes. I cannot wait.
No.
And it's really
I'm
cool.
Happy.
I mean, to see her character kind of, you know, weave the political route.
She's very smart.
So
her character is very smart and very cunning. And she's probably always, always, guys, the smartest person in the room.
Yeah.
And she knows that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, for me,
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I counter that by using, you know, it's the loyalty, it's all those other things, it's the honor, but it's also common sense. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be smart and all those other things, but you have to use common sense. Makes we sense. All know a lot of people who are smart as hell, but lack a little common right. sense.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, I think so. We can all
yeah. concur yeah. on that. Like, well, we all know that person. Yeah,
you know, can tell you how to build a watch, but yeah.
Right.
You know, won't cross. Yeah, I think I can cross the street. The light is red. No, you don't cross the street when the light is red. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So.
So, yeah, I mean, I because that was sort of a military planning scene, right. and your character obviously is so well versed in that, do you think he, I guess, did you decide on a line for your character to kind of press against the widow's wishes if she wanted to be too aggressive, or did you just, are you a type of regent where it's just like... What follow, I will follow her yeah, because I'm always going to save myself.
Yeah, I'm looking at everything. I'm trying to look at everything and just be easy breezy with everything.
Right,
sure.
You know, he has his orders, you mm-hmm. know, but again, you have to be smart. So I look at this. I'm a big war history mm-hmm. aficionado buff kind of guy.
Sure.
So, I looked at a lot of generals and a lot of people in command mm-hmm. of units and in armadas and all these things. And so you just have to be smart and pick your battles.
Okay.
And, just know what you're up against and have your, I would say, your secondary, your primary and secondary mm-hmm. Options,
sure.
In a way, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So you just don't thrust your everything at one thing all the time. You just don't do that, you know. Unless you just want to throw bodies at somebody. Go, hey, kill my people, you know.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow after lunch. You know, you don't want to do that. You know, so you have to be smart about it, and you have to. It's a chess game,
right?
And basically, that's what you have to do. And you know, just like sports, you know, I did play football, professional football for a while. So basically, it's just a bit of. Organize war in a way,
mm-hmm.
and so and there's strategy involved, and then right. there's things that you want to, you don't always want to show your hand,
of course,
and so that's what he was doing. Let's not show our hand. A frontal assault would be too dangerous for us to do. We need to find a way. Plus, we're outnumbered. Mm-hmm. She has more numbers. Chow mm-hmm. has more numbers. Period. You know, we have better fighters, but she has more numbers.
And this is why I like Moon and Lydia. Together, and if it's not romantically, at least as like a friendship, because of mm-hmm. the fact that they kind of think the same way. Lydia, even though she's kind of playing triple, quadruple spy at this point in time, it's mostly just because of the fact that she's keeping her options open. She's trying to think of the next best thing. Because, I mean, she was still worried about the widow in this episode, but at the same time, she also knew that she needed to say the right things to get what she needed to do. And I like that Moon pretty much does the same exact thing, where he's definitely strayed away from what the widow has wished, but also is still loyal to a fault.
Right. Well, again, my whole thing was thinking, my backstory and the way I was building the character last summer before mm-hmm. we started shooting was, not to just plan and be in a situation to where I have to do this all the time. And I wanted to be multidimensional with the character, which meant, you know, I just wanted to be open.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I play him. I play him very open. And to weigh these options and those sort of things. So it's, you know, it's interesting and it's a very good character to play. I had a lot of meetings talking to Moon. A lot of meetings talking to him.
Right.
You know.
You gotta.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, do you think he, like the character has sort of evolved as you've been playing him?
Right.
Like, is he in a different place now or... I mean, he obviously the turning point with Sonny and kind of closing that was a big moment.
Yeah, my whole thing going back into it was I didn't want to receive writing, you know, that he was just mad at Sonny. I got to get Sonny. My hand. That whole thing.
Yeah.
I think that it would, you know, he would fail then. You know, he sequestered himself for a second time. He was in the Moon Tower, you know, minding his own business. And people would show up and he would just take them on and whack them and bury them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it was practice, you know, so he was still constantly, you know, working on his own game.
Yeah.
But if he ran across Sonny, he will handle Sonny. So my whole thing was going back to my preparation was I was thinking about, well, you know, when the Badlands, when the Badlands are done with you, the Badlands are done with you. So ride it out. You know, don't be in a rush to, you know, get yourself killed or get, you know, find Sonny. You don't know what's going to happen. Now, going back and being the widow's regent, he's giving himself maybe a second opportunity to immerse himself back into what's so-called a normal life.
Yeah.
You know, with, you know, civilians.
Right.
All these things. That's another thing I was thinking about. You know, like, okay, give society another chance.
Sure.
Let's see what happens. You know, one more chance.
Right, right. I mean, it seems like the character is enjoying it a little bit. I mean, he has sort of found a fit again. And I think it was easy for him when he was on the outside to just be like, you know, this is, like, he was on a path of vengeance and really just consumed by that because there was nothing really else on his radar.
Yeah, I mean, if you let vengeance or anger consume you, you're going to be very bitter and you're going to do damage to yourself. So his whole thing was, look, I'm happy here. I can do what I want to do. Nobody messes with me. I'm not messing with anybody else.
Right.
You know, but at some point, maybe I might try to immerse myself back into society and see what happens. And then she comes and says, okay, look, I need a regent. All right. So we do our whole little dance and song and dance thing. And I go back to be her regent. But with that said, you know, he's doing it maybe because if he does fall on the battlefield, at least it's on the battlefield and he's not a disgraced Ronin anymore.
Interesting, yeah.
And that's what he is. He is a disgraced Ronin now, you know.
Yeah.
So, and all that stuff he was talking to Sonny about in season 2, episode 3, he was still convincing himself.
Right.
That whole thing.
Yeah, I can see that.
And, you know, in the back of his mind, he saw, you know, the dialogue was, I saw you fight, you know.
Right.
Maybe you're that, you know, 1,000 tattoo, or maybe you can just take me out, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You can do me a favor.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm not just going to follow my sword.
Yeah.
You know, that whole thing.
No, I love that whole culture of honor that they've built into the show.
Right.
For those listeners who don't know, Ronin is a samurai without a master. So it's a very...
disgrace Ronin.
Exactly. Yeah. So they definitely draw on that here in the show, which is, it gives it such a new level of depth.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I mean, was there anything like that or books or anything that the creators had you guys read or just to, like, you know, build in that? I mean, obviously you're an accomplished actor and you kind of took that upon yourself, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But,
well, it's loosely based off the Monkey King. Is what it is.
Yeah, I've been telling you guys that forever. Just saying. Yeah. Hello. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So yeah, it's basically loosely based on that premise, and they did a little, you know, tweaking to it here and there. And I look at it like this, and we were just talking about that outside. I look at it as a cross between a Kurosawa film and a Sergio Leone film.
Oh,
wow.
Right,
nice.
So it is.
I didn't even think about
that's
that.
That's what it is. It, you know, it's a Western in so many ways, but it's still the Seven Samurai.
Right.
It's still the Magnificent Seven. It's those things right there. And actually, I can't say this. We have a episode in the back eight called The Magnificent Seven.
Oh, really?
Oh, boy.
Right,
there you go.
Oh, my God. My brain. Yeah. I'm ready and there not ready go. At the same time.
That's awesome. Well, we can't wait for that, obviously.
That's going to be great. Jeez.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I mean,
oh, my God, I have so many questions. Okay, sorry. I should keep myself together. No.
I'll try to answer as best I can without giving anything away.
It's more of just like my, because I'm always theorizing what's going to happen with our cast, that it could go either way.
You don't know.
But I also feel,
You don't know. You don't know. We don't know.
Yeah, and that's fine.
We get scripts and we go, okay. And then, we were just talking about that outside. Paco, our producer, director, was just talking to us one day, Orla and I, and he was like, yeah, you know, we're going to get ready for the bloodbath. And we're like, bloodbath?
What?
Right? Tell me more.
And this was going into episode 8, so we knew coming back after Christmas, after the break, that, you know... A lot of your favorite characters are going to start, they're going to go to the bye and bye.
Yeah. It's time. We have, like, we had, from season two, we had our moments where we knew that there was going to be certain people that died, but there was a lot of people that you and I talked about that didn't die last season. Yeah. We're like, we were surprised. It has to happen. Yeah. 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 So I was, we were
it's,
like,
it's heartbreaking, though. It's heartbreaking to see certain people, you know, leave us.
I don't know. I'm a dark person. For, like,
it's kill them all. What did you say? Kill them all.
Kill them all. Not all of them.
Kill them all.
Yeah.
Oh, kill them all. Let God sort them out. Is
yeah,
that what
it
is?
But yeah, I mean, so that's the thing.
There's plenty of room. Badlands is huge.
just bring some more people in.
Yeah. And actually, they
you
are.
You got Louis Tan. Like.
And actually, yeah. And actually, they are bringing. There's the threat that's coming in. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Ooh, excellent.
This is
excellent.
The reason why folks have to like align themselves with
right.
folks.
Mm. Well, yeah, see, that's the thing. I mean, already right now, I mean, we have like one more episode until like a bit of a break.
Right.
Until the back eight. Like, we're talking about. I like everybody. Like, yeah. I do not want anybody
too.
To die. I mean, because, I mean, in the season two, I was, I mean, for the whole first two seasons, let's be real. I mean, Ryder was like, dude,
you need to go. You need to go.
I was just plotting his demise,
the actor
like, every
is great.
Time.
He's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
The character unbelievable the Ryder had to go. Like,
you
right.
guys are
kick
so
him.
Oh.
But, I mean, that means that now it's like, I'm cool with everybody.
Yeah, 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 exactly. 911, baby.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's
more
than fine. Yeah, 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 he's a great guy.
But yeah, I mean, there's just no one now that I feel that way about. It's everybody's like, just I don't
want
to see anybody go.
Which is designed by plan, guys. You
okay,
know, they hooked you guys on all
did.
These characters, and then plus the new threat that comes in. Then there's a new character, Sunny's sister, comes in. Right.
Yes, that was heavily foreshadowed this episode.
Yeah, yeah. So and then there's a character called Magnus that comes in,
nice.
And the Black Lotuses. So
I need to know what's happening. Yeah. Where do they come
you're
from?
Be, your mind is going to go.
I'm not ready. I was just like,
trust
especially because I'm trying to figure out, since we have the map, that I'm like, where are you?
Yeah.
Right.
How long have you been here? Yeah. Why are you just coming out now? What's wrong with you guys?
Exactly. 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 And that was the whole thing with the Black Lotuses. They've been looking for Sunny for a very long time.
Why is it that every time when someone's looking for Sunny, that they just can't find him? Like,
right.
He's not,
you know,
he's just wandering around.
He was, yeah,
he just went into the 7-Eleven.
This is what I'm talking about.
Right. No. Sunny was just there.
just missed him.
But this
him.
Is what I'm
he's
talking
just,
about. The badges are so big that Sunny could just be out in broad
exactly.
daylight, can't
exactly.
change that beautiful face.
Exactly,
like,
exactly. Exactly. He's just walking down the street with Henry, with little Henry.
Oh, Lord.
Well, yeah, it's weird because, I mean, he was such a public figure for such
everybody
a long time, like in the battle. And that being said, I guess maybe the Black Lotuses or whoever was looking for him didn't associate a guy named Sunny with you know, the kid, a kid they lost on a boat.
And you're going to learn his real name in the next eight,
finally,
which I can't divulge.
I called that. We needed to know.
He's got another name, so you'll find that
out. Because I figured Quinn called him that because he doesn't remember his own name. So that's why I just assumed that that was his nickname from him.
Yeah.
So I was like, there has to be an actual name here.
Yeah, there's an actual name.
Interesting. Mm. Well, speaking of Sunny, or the character formerly known as Sunny.
Because
he, you know, he goes off with the River King and kind of follows down that thread.
Right, right.
So
and Lance is great. Lance is great as a River King. He's great. He's
I
awesome.
Love him.
So we got some death satisfaction for you.
I'm a big fan of his work.
I have been talking about this also, that River King is too powerful. He cannot be alive for too long because he says one thing and does something
does
completely different.
Right.
It's pretty shady.
Yeah.
He's pretty shady.
Pretty shady. Hella shady. Giant Batman shady. Like, no.
He's
hella Batman.
He's shady.
Karma. He got his.
Karma's a Blanche.
Yeah.
Correct.
Karma's a Blanche.
I'm just saying, he's always sticking his nose and stuff.
Exactly.
And he got stuck.
Right.
So.
Exactly.
Mm-mm. Well, yeah, I mean, I can't believe he was keeping all of that from Sunny and you know, just like giving him so little.
Yeah.
And then, you know, ultimately, you just don't cross Sunny because
you
get thrown into a giant spike.
No, correct. But I do want to see what's in the ledgers, though, because he's been keeping them forever.
Yes.
So I want to see. Well, like, what's in the archive, you know?
You guys are gonna get a lot of surprises. You're going to see. Oh, man.
Yes.
Just let it out for a minute.
Just
let it out.
Then I have the book in my
face. What?
You guys are going to get a chance to see Azra.
Yes.
What?
Finally.
Yeah.
I knew it. It had to happen this season. You can't go one more season without knowing what's happening with Angela. I feel so much better. Okay, it's like a weight lifted off my shoulders.
Yeah, that's because that's been teased since season one. And you know, we always get the same with the coin and the
paper.
It looks very nice.
It looks wonderful on paper.
There's that like Fisher Price thingy, that Kill Camera thing that they have.
I found mine. I went for a deep dive. Oh man, do you and I found, like, it's all wrecked. I can't like actually see anything, but I found it. It was bothering me.
Yeah, what are those things called? We need to bring those back.
What they're called.
I'm so happy that
I'll bring it in and just be like, here, you can't see anything, but it's cool.
You can't see anything. Amazing. Amazing.
That's funny. So Azra, you were saying.
Okay, so Azra, yes, you will get a chance to see Azra.
Is it everything we think it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, and the scale, you know, because the scale of the show is so big now.
Yeah,
so
right.
Azra is going to, you're going to see something. You're going to see something that connects Pilgrim and Sunny big time. And when you see that, and he said, Pilgrim says something Sunday night as of, he is my kin.
Yeah.
So I'll leave it at that.
Interesting.
So you'll see.
Yeah.
I can't say you'll see a little Sunny and a little Pilgrim.
But that word can
around.
Mean so much, though, because it doesn't have to be like blood kin, but it could be something from like maybe the same tribe, maybe
but
the same thing.
When you see it, you'll go, oh my God, it's another left turn.
I'm just going to be tweeting you the entire time, just live tweeting all of my reactions.
I hear that.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
I'm not ready.
Yeah. No, totally. I mean,
for sweating? Just me?
While we all breathe that in and marinate on it, if you guys are listening on iTunes, definitely rate and review the show 5 stars if you like what you're hearing, because I definitely do. And please tell us, you know, what you like most, so we can bring more of it to you guys.
Give us 90 stars.
90 stars.
90.
1,000.
Because the other stars don't work.
999 stars.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's so cool. So, I mean, can you tell us where you guys were shooting?
Oh yeah, everything's shot in Dublin, Ireland.
Okay,
they used Trinity College for Azra, and they have this beautiful, beautiful library. It looks like Hogwarts somewhere. And actually, from what I heard, the folks from Game of Thrones came and took pictures, and that's how they form their library, so they have this really big.
Oh,
I got pictures if you guys
want. Yeah, I want to see those later for sure. I'm a big book nut, so I'm like, I love seeing different like libraries from different countries and things like that.
Yeah, we had a great time and one of the guys that works there was walking us around, and we went up and down the staircase that Bram Stoker used to go up and down where he was doing his research. Let me shut up.
Okay. We don't want to get you in trouble. Totally.
Well, I don't want to get the gentleman that was walking us around in trouble because, you know, we did a couple of things we weren't supposed to do. Yeah. And we held a couple of books.
Oh, that you weren't supposed to hold.
And we read from a couple of Shakespeare books that we weren't supposed to be reading from. But I got pictures.
Nice.
I didn't post it.
You know, he would have got in trouble. So we had to go to the gentleman's rescue.
This is a safe place here, guys. Yeah, you guys can keep a secret, though, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
I'll send Boone after you.
I'll get an email from him tonight. Dude, I got fired. Sorry.
No.
Just like it was all a conspiracy by the Pilgrim.
Gotcha.
Speaking of which, it's kind of crazy, the caster thing. Obviously, Pilgrim had to make a difficult decision.
Yo, this poor actor. You know, he's just dying in all these
killing
crazy
him.
Ways.
Oh, Dean. Dean is awesome.
Now this.
Yeah.
Dean is awesome. Yeah.
And Nyx is not too happy about it.
As makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, they were supposed to make it to the end, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting, you know, because obviously Pilgrim, his whole thing is very faith-based and... for him to be kind of leading people with that as like a weapon, and also, you know, holding secrets and lying, it's just a very interesting dynamic that they're revealing.
I don't know. I feel like religion does that a lot.
Yeah, true. No, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
He is actually using that as a weapon,
right?
In which some folks do.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, let's speak the truth. Some folks use religion as a weapon,
right?
Or something to hold other people down.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But yeah, no, it's really cool that they do that. I mean, it's obviously easy to see because they are actually killing people here with it.
Correct.
But, you know, I think it's really cool that they, like, you know, are starting that conversation of, like, right. you know, this does happen yeah. in right. even more subtle ways, like, yeah. all over the place. And yeah. not just in religion, yeah. like politics.
Yes. No, correct.
Yeah, everything. Sports. I mean, it's yeah. in everything. Yeah. yeah. You know, it's in everything.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
And also,
underwater basket weaving is there.
Yeah, it's all there. It's all there.
Exactly.
It's all there.
That's why I had to quit.
Yeah.
You know, I understand. It's hardcore.
You know, you don't breathe.
Yeah, exactly.
wait, everybody else is using tanks and regulators.
No, no, no. Gotta go in, you can go in with no tanks.
Yeah.
No oxygen. Figure
don't
it out.
Don't breathe and play with the
shark. Yeah, exactly.
But I'm also proud of Nyx being able to kind of realize that she's able to question him without having to deal with, not thinking of the consequences, yeah. but the fact that she's brave enough to sit there and do that. Because she could have yeah. just been like, you know, put it on the back burner yeah. kind of thing. And maybe MK could have been the one to bring it up, yeah. you know? So I like that she was the one that questioned him yeah. without anybody, like, really right. pushing her to do so,
yeah.
you know?
There's a big turn with Nyx pretty soon.
Yes.
In the next 8. So you guys will see.
Yeah, because I figured she can't just follow. She can't follow the herd the entire time. No, she's going right. to have to break out at one point.
Yep, and boy, she does.
Yay! Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a really cool, great new character that we've got this season, mm. and yeah. and I definitely want more from her because yeah. she seems. Yeah, I mean, not a lot is known.
There's a build. She's yeah. got a nice arc. She
yeah.
really does.
Great.
She really does.
Yeah. Mm. And, I mean, similar to Nyx's character, another powerful, like, young female, Tilda, mm-hmm. who Moon goes to and kind of recruits to
right.
to save the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you guys rehearse that at all? Sort of, like, the dynamic there where it was, like...
No, with Allie, when we did my introductory episode
mm-hmm.
2 years ago now...
Yeah.
You know, we would have fight camps on Saturdays just to keep everybody loose and in shape and
sure.
you know, everybody just because the weather started to change at that time and it was getting cold. So we just hit it off. You know, we were tight. We were friends from that moment on. We actually, it was myself, Allie, Sarah Bolger was on that flight going back to, she was going back over to Ireland to finish a film because she's from there.
Oh, cool.
And Andy Chang and Lawrence Bender.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence Bender was on the flight, you know.
Oh,
I
cool.
did the Mexican for Lawrence. Yeah, and he was like, where are you going? I'm like, going to work. Where are you going? I'm going to work. Hey! You know, so we would all hang out. So we, from that week on, we were all, you know, we just brought him into the family and we would all go to dinner almost every Friday night. So, you know, Orla, myself, mm-hmm. and Allie and Aramis, you know, we'd drag Daniel sometimes, but we would go to this vegan restaurant. And so, you know, he was like, I'm not going to a vegan. You know, and it comes like, come on, man. You know, just look at the menu. It's really great. Come on. And once or twice he did go.
Well, that's good. Nice. I'm
yeah.
glad.
All right.
Yeah. yeah. So but we became very tight. And they had worked very, very hard on their training, you know, in off season. And both Allie and Aramis, they bring it.
Yeah, you can see it
they
for sure.
They are not messing around.
Oh, that's awesome.
They bring it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you nice. Can tell yeah. from the fighting from last season to now has been a little bit more fine-tuned,
yeah.
especially for Tilda,
yeah.
especially because she has a lot more fight scenes yeah. in this season,
right.
which is great.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm all
she's
about
awesome.
It.
She's awesome. She's Yay. Just a great person, and I love her. And she's the best. And
yeah.
she's a really good actress.
I just want to protect her.
I know.
Like, stop hurting my baby.
I know. And she's all eyes. When you work with Allie, you're just looking in her eyes.
Yeah, she's got.
You know,
big
you're just okay. Yeah, yeah. You gonna help me? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
I love it.
Yeah. No. They're mesmerizing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like on
yeah.
screen, I can't imagine.
Which is great for an actor because it's supposed to be about a connection,
mm-hmm. right?
You know. So if I'm like, that kind of stuff,
right.
I'm not having a moment with you. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I mean, we've talked a lot about the fight training mm-hmm. and the camp. Obviously, your character loses his hand.
Yeah.
Was that really different, fighting without a hand? Or, like, did you have to practice with that all the time? Was it, like,
that's an interesting
glove?
Story.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Huh? I thought that I was going to get the articulating Darth Vader hand.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks before,
oh my God. Of course,
so
of course.
All Jeez. Last summer, I'm practicing, you know, doing flowers and everything.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be great. And I'm down in my carport, and I'm working out, and it's like maybe 8:30 at night. You know? It's hot, you know, it's summertime, and I'm working out down here. And I get an email, and it's from Daniel. And I look at the email, and he's like, yeah, man, I'll see you in about 2 weeks. Oh, and by the way, you are only practicing with your left hand.
Oh, Daniel.
And I wrote back, yeah, man, are you kidding? I'm a pro at this, brother. Shoot. And I started sweating bullets.
Oh, no.
And had to step up my whole game. And it was a little awkward when we reported to camp when I had to do certain things with my left. But it got better and better. And I wasn't the only one. Callie, my fight double, stunt double, he had to do the same thing.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
And we were like, ha, ha, welcome to my world, pal.
Yeah.
You know, welcome to my world. You thought you were just going to go on wires, didn't you? Nah, sucker. Start swinging with your left.
Oh, no.
So how much of the stunts and everything do you guys get to do versus, you know, obviously...
It depends on where you are and what you want to do. You know, you can do up to 75 to 80% of whatever you want to do. Me, I prefer to let professionals do the wire work.
Right. Sure.
I go, guys. That's you guys get paid big bucks.
Yeah,
I'm over here for you.
Yeah.
So I let them do that.
That's cool.
But you have to do most of the fighting yourself. You know, Master D and Andy and Stephen Fong, those guys, they're sticklers on that. Now they don't mind shooting wide shots to let you sit down and go take a nap for a minute. You know, and so they'll shoot these big wide shots and they'll do all these things, but when they come to the coverage, then you have to do everything and they're in your grill straight up, just boom. Wow. Okay, you know, and my hat's off to Richie and Russell, our camera operators. Mm-hmm. I mean, those guys are awesome. You learn the movement, you get about maybe 10 minutes, and you go do it.
Wow.
And you do a rehearsal for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You rehearse for camera, and then you do a half speed, and then a full speed, and then you're shooting.
Wow.
And then you start covering.
That's cool. Wow.
It's bananas.
Yeah. I can imagine.
It's pretty fast.
It was very fast. Sometimes it's even faster than that.
Wow.
So we were all thinking about, you know, we're going to get a chance to, like, work this out for
you.
You know, we get the Game of Thrones, our stuff, you know, three days work. No, my friend. No, there's no such thing. That's not the reality here. The reality is learn it, do it. It's like being in a Broadway show.
Yeah.
You know, your step is da, 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 da.
Yeah.
All right, do it. All right, go. No, next, you know, it's like that, you know.
But crazy. I think that's why I like Into the Badlands is the fact that you guys have to, you have to do your own stunts for the close-up shots, you know, because I mean, obviously, I want stuntmen to get their paycheck and be able to get in there and do what they need to do.
Right.
But I feel like there's another respect when you get to see, as a martial artist myself, to actually see people who might not be as well-versed, but be able to train for, what, a month or two and then jump in and then get to actually, well, I don't know what the training, like, I don't know
case
how long
in point,
that is.
Case in point, Dean. I had a conversation with Dean one day, and I'm like, hey, man, have you, did you get a chance to do anything like this on Game of Thrones? Because I watched, I'm a big Game of Thrones fan.
See.
So I saw everything, every season of the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
And I never seen him pick up a sword, but I'm thinking at least maybe at one time, you know, you went over and just, you know, worked with some guys and did something, right? He said no. But Dean is a dancer.
Yeah,
so
I heard about that.
Dean and Lewis, that fight scene, I went by that day to watch that. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Dean is awesome. I mean, I was like, whoa, dude, that is so cool.
So I was so sad he couldn't get to stay.
I know. But hey, it helps drive the narrative.
Yes, correct.
True.
But also, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But that's, and I always tell people about the show because of the fact that if they're like, oh, I don't know if I'd be into this kind of story, I'm like, okay, at least just watch the fight scenes. Because I think as a person, if you love martial art movies or even just action scenes in general, it's just so well blocked and how it's well paced and it's, and the editing's not all over the place. Like, you're able to see everything. There's enough slow-mo that it's not jarring, and it's just, it's beautifully done.
Yeah. And actually, you guys notice there's more story and dialogue-driven episodes than there is fight scenes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they got it pretty well covered. They have both areas covered very well.
Yeah, and I feel like this show doesn't need a fight scene every 5 minutes. No. I mean, I do, but that's fine. I like that we can actually get story and everything in there. I think it's just because I'm like, I want to see what you guys want to do.
Right. But this story is so good, and like it's almost like tough to top. Every fight scene is so unique.
Yeah.
And, you know, the different moves. I mean, we have,
and that's
like
what they do. Yeah. I mean, they put a notch on every fight scene, every episode. There's something different. There's something that we haven't seen before. Always. There's always some kind of movement or something that we haven't seen
before.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a segment on our show called like our favorite, like Kill of the Week.
Yeah, Kill of the Week, yeah.
Super white
you
stuff,
already know mine.
Obviously.
River King. Okay, sorry.
Which one is yours?
River King.
Oh, River King.
Yeah,
River
that was
King.
My favorite. That was pretty my good favorite
one.
Kill.
I would have to go with the Widow when she like grabs Arthur and just like stabs him like through the neck.
That was awesome, I felt bad for him, but at the same time I was like, it was your fault. No, you got too close to the cage. Exactly. That was your fault.
He deserved
it.
He deserved it. I mean, I even stabbed him. He didn't get it. I mean, I stabbed a kid. Yeah. He still didn't get it, sucker.
Well, because he's just a mouth.
Yeah, you know, baby face.
Yeah. Get it together.
But yeah, what was yours? Did you have a favorite? Doesn't have to be in this episode.
Yeah, it could
have
been the whole, like the past.
You know, that whole thing. I like every fight scene that I have been in. I love them all. And I really love this Sunday's the big, you know, battle scene that's coming up because it kind of reminds me of Battle of the Bastards.
Oh. So
it's that broad. Sweet. It's that big.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting. The minute we got reported back, a couple of us had to start taking horseback riding lessons and all that kind of stuff because that whole thing was coming up. And my horse was Phoenix, and Phoenix was great for months until we shot for 4 months. Phoenix was a great horse until we shot the particular sequence.
Yeah.
Because when we rehearsed everything, they were, you know, didn't shoot the fireballs. And
yep,
the
that was the first thing I thought.
Well, that wasn't, you know, that's practical. That's all practical.
Yeah.
And, you know, the trees that were on fire and everything. And, you know, so we come riding down the hill, stopped at the spot where he on his mark and, you know, figure eight and this guy, stand up and stab that guy, whatever.
Yeah.
And Phoenix saw the fireballs going off and he was like, you know.
He's like, no.
Yeah, no.
No, nah, man. Yeah, no.
Yo, yeah. I'm not getting paid for fire, bro.
No. So, I'll be in my trailer.
We did not discuss this.
Yeah. It's not in my contract. Yeah.
Exactly.
Sorry.
And where's the stunt horse, homie?
Yeah.
And he went nuclear. And I'm like, it was the longest 25 seconds of my life.
Oh my god,
I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
I'm gonna die.
You didn't get thrown off, did you?
I didn't know.
Oh, thank God.
No, okay. No. And everybody loved it. Well, my kid, you look like a pro. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, okay. I have to go to my dressing room to change my shorts. It was crazy.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, that's I definitely want to check
that
out.
But it makes sense, though, the fact that you practice for this long, and then all of a sudden, oh, let's just throw this horse who's never heard a battle sound.
People were like, what's that? What?
Nope, honey bunches. Nope, I'm out.
I'm out.
It's a hard pass on the fire.
That's a hard note thank for you. Me. Thanks.
Exactly.
I was hoping to ask these two questions that came from the chat.
Go for it.
To give them their service. So the first one should be pretty quick. It's from Chaos 1321-2. And he goes, can you give us a hint on if we've met Sunny's sister, and he says it's okay if you can't answer that. It's fine.
Not yet. We haven't met Kanan yet.
All right, there you go. And then the next one by Ray Watts says is a bit more complex. He says, "What will his character think about the Widow trading Vale and Henry for an alliance with Quinn? Will he let Sunny kill her?"
Mm. Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
I've been so.
Sunny still holds a grudge about that. I think they had a conversation about that a couple of shows ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he was pretty ticked off behind the fact. He was mad at Tilda too.
He's mad at everybody. Yeah. He told the River King the same thing.
Yeah, he was pretty pissed off.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I remember in this season, even just that brief interaction he had with Tilda was not all roses.
Yeah, for sure. He was going to cut her down.
I'm still salty about Vale. She's my favorite character.
Y'all just did her
in like that.
Yeah,
rude.
Exactly.
I mean, I love the show, but
really. Yeah,
it did pave the way for all this Sunny Baiji bromance.
They did it for plot. It just makes me upset.
Exactly. Which that whole dynamic really works well.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, Sunny and Baiji, that really works.
Yes. Yeah. I do like Baji.
So would Moon show compassion towards Sunny, or like how would that go?
Yeah, he would.
He would.
Yeah, okay. He would. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the reasons why, you know, Moon did not kill Sunny because he had, not only did he have Henry in his arms, but it was just a simple fact that, you know, for that child to grow up without a father in the Badlands,
right.
You know, not, you know, in LA, but in the Badlands, you know, where they probably eat people too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to, you know, I thought about that. So I was weighing that. When I read that, I was thinking about, Daniel's plight with the whole thing with Vale mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So it's kind of parallel. It parallels each other. Yeah. Way, you know. So yeah, again, I did not want to play the angry. I'm mad. I'm gonna. Right. You know, I want revenge kind of thing because. I knew the whole other thing was coming, the region thing was coming and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I wouldn't make myself less of a leader to follow if, you know, I was constantly angry about something. And plus, right. it clouds your judgment. I mean, come on, it's the Jedi way. You know, don't
correct.
Get
Correct.
You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and there's another moment near the end of this episode mm-hmm. that was obviously a very intense mm-hmm. Scene, the execution of the traitors.
Yeah.
Was that sort of discussed, like, who made that decision? The widow mentioned that, you know, it didn't make her happy to do this, right. but it was something that, like, she kind of had, like, a tough decision she had to make.
Yeah, well, remember, we saw Ren execute those other butterflies.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Plus how they just totally decimated the checkpoint. Mm-hmm. You know, that yep. drove, I mean, come on. They had the guy hanging off the thing.
Right. I know, that was ridiculous. You know,
there was one or two little dummies on the thing with, like, real guts hanging out. Not real guts, but, you know, we didn't see them, but they were there on the day. I'm like, ooh, dude, this is, like, you know, crazy. So, yeah, whoa. They deserve what they get.
Right.
You know, whatever they got coming, they're going to get it good. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, it was such a, again, beautiful scene. It's kind of a... weird to say that about an execution.
It was well done.
So you like execution.
See? Not the only violent one here on this panel. Exactly. This entire show is violent. Exactly.
Well, it was like a beautiful setting. It was like sunset.
Yeah, it was so good. Yeah.
It was. It was beautiful that day.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful that day.
Great. A beautiful time for an execution.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day for a barbecue and execution, oh baby. God.
So you want potato salad with your execution? Exactly.
Wish they used to do that with the Civil War. They used to sit on the hill and just like, you know, drink tea with too much
tea.
Yeah,
sweet tea with your death.
Yeah, you just got blown up. Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Clink.
More tea, please.
Yeah. Oh, my word.
It's hard to top that. I mean, yeah. do you have anything else?
No, I'm just really excited to see what's happening with our team ups. Like I said, like Moon and Lydia now and Tilda being part of that, since I'm not quite sure what Lydia's trying to do because she shook hands with Widow, but she's also still at the, not the refugee, well, yeah, refugee camp.
Right.
So she's still kind of doing that. So I can't really tell where her plans lie. I'm still trying to figure out if, because I have my death list of, like, who's going to die at the end of the season, thing. I'm still trying to figure out if Pilgrim is actually going to stick with the program or if he's going to stray. Because I feel like she's starting to manipulate Pilgrim to a point. Because the fact that she's the one that kept telling, like, Castor's dying, you know, who, you know, she's just, like, in his ear the entire time. So I feel like Pilgrim will stray just a little bit. Or, I mean, these are just predictions I'm just throwing out at this point. And I feel like Nyx and Pilgrim might fight a little bit. Nyx might die. I don't want it, but it could happen. And it feels like it would be like that pushing point for Pilgrim to be like, I am killing my children. I'm tired of this. And then it just, this is how my brain works.
Boy. Boy, how much money you got on you? I can tell you everything.
No, don't tell me to be honest. It's just, and then again, I'm hoping, since we are going to see Sunny's sister, I want to see if she is also a Dark One, or how does that all work out?
There's a big through line between her and Pilgrim, and it just, you're going to see all these layers, and then you're going to find out that everybody just lived next door to each other.
Interesting.
I like that, though. I like that everything's connected. He's like, all right. We're getting the stop it.
I got to go now.
Totally.
I think my mom is calling me. Hey, Mom. Hold on. There you go. I'll be home. Mom. Yeah, okay. Hold on now. Bye.
Awesome. Well, it was a pleasure having you tonight with us, Sherman.
It was great. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Please come back anytime.
No, seriously, just come hang out. We'll bring snacks.
Yeah, totally. Where can the fans keep up with you?
You can reach me on Twitter at Sherm Agus. Well, it's not an S on it because somebody else had it. So it's AUGUSU at 2 with the letter 2. Our Instagram at Shermgus.
Mm-hmm.
And on Facebook at Sherm Gus.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm hanging around.
Yeah.
Sweet. And Alexis, where can
you guys can find me all over social media at atorres890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890. Voltron is starting up next week, so definitely join us for that. We're going to be having a lot of the creators and the cast that are going to be happening for the next 6 episodes, so definitely join us for that. Also, I'm on this really cool show on Geek & Sundry called Phoenix Dawn Command. It's where we play a tabletop game. We teach you how to play it, and it's pretty awesome because I fight a lot of things, my character, so you should check out to see if I survive or not.
Yeah. You probably die a horrible death.
Don't say such things, JB!
It's karma, Alexis! You guys can follow me everywhere at Hey John Blake. Thanks so much for joining us. Please tune in next week for episode 8. We'll see you guys then.
Bye-bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.